back by popular demand, and hopefully with a better phone connection this time, we've got our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, back with us on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You know, we touched a lot of topics with you, my friend, when we had you on about an hour or so ago, but I might get fired if we don't get your picks to click. I mean, that's a weekly thing here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Al, I certainly hope your connection is stronger this time. Please tell me you're there.
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you loud and clear. All right, so
fantastic.
Let's dive back into something that we caught only bits and pieces of. We were talking about this whole idea about Adam Sandler signing a new 4-movie deal with Netflix, and our question was, is this becoming a trend? Is this something that we could see happen a little more often? Will we see folks like Sandler maybe skip the process of going to the box office and go straight to Netflix?
Yeah, I definitely think you will. And as I was saying with Adam Sandler, I think the big thing about it is that it makes life a lot easier because you have a built-in distribution, you have built-in financing, so you don't have to go out, raise money, or find a studio to back you. He's got a 8-movie deal, so he's not going to have to do any of this but make movies, and I'm sure he's not making less than what he was in the studio system. So I think it's a win-win for him, and I think you're going to find more people doing that, especially, later on in their careers. I think Judd Apatow, just sold Love, which is in its second season now, and I have no doubt that, in a couple years he might reinvigorate that relationship with Netflix and maybe just have his movies come out there. It's these people that already have a built-in brand, like a Judd Apatow, like an Adam Sandler, like, let's say, an Eddie Murphy or anyone like that who hasn't, maybe not have the box office appeal as they had in the past, but still do well enough that you could see Netflix reaching out to and then become part of their family.
Do you have any idea? I'm not sure if there's a dollar figure we could throw at this. Any idea how much these guys might be saving by going that route and not going the traditional box office route?
See, I don't know if they're saving anything, and I don't know. I'll plead ignorance. I don't know the exact numbers that this new deal with Adam Sandler is, but I think it just, like I said, it's a matter of not necessarily the monetary gains. I don't think they're necessarily making less money doing this. I think they're definitely probably making a little more. I think that's pretty much it. And then Netflix is, because the way they're structure is built, they don't ever have to release box office numbers, so it works out well for both parties.
Seems like Netflix is really kind of at the head of the forefront here. I know there's Crackle, there's Amazon, there's some other areas too where you can stream movies and TV shows, but it really seems like Netflix is jumping out. Not only do they have the Adam Sandler stuff, that new movie with Will Smith, Bright, is coming out. I know that was a big deal during the Oscar Awards. They released the preview for that. And, of course, TV shows like Arrested Development. Is that the way it seems there in Hollywood?
Yes, and everything's going streaming. Everyone's starting their own streaming services as well. Verizon has their own streaming service. Kevin Hart is having his own. So everyone's kind of doing that, and I think you'll see a lot of material going through there. But Netflix is always, seems like, as of now, kind of in the forefront, along with Amazon, where they are now buying movies, and instead of running the movies through the studios, they put them on the streaming service. And now that changes a lot of things. And it seems like as long as Netflix does that, and then Amazon's following, and then you have, your players like Hulu and some other smaller streaming services, I think that's going to be the future. I still think there will always be a marketplace for film. But I think it hurts the most is the actual networks like NBC, ABC, CBS. And I think we will see, from here on out, a lot of things going towards the streaming services.
Our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, joining us here again on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's talk about the Justice League. Boy, I think there's a lot of intrigue surrounding that. But there was a trailer that came out last week. Any idea when this is coming out? And is this expected to make as big of an impact at the box office, maybe, say, as something like the Avengers?
Well, this is the crazy thing about this is, yeah, I think it comes out in November, but they were I had never seen this before where they came out earlier last week and was like, we are premiering the trailer on Saturday. Like, they were trying to get word of mouth for the release of this trailer, which I had never seen before, of people, like, getting amped for a trailer. And the trailer came out, and it looks like Batman versus Superman, the same kind of, you know, style over story that has plagued it. And I'm curious to see how the box office is, because you would think a Justice League movie with the star power they're doing, the, you know, you got the Flash, Aquaman, not to mention Wonder Woman and Batman, and they showed glimpses of Lois Lane in the trailer, so there might be a Superman reemergence. But at the same time, Batman vs. Superman was not a good movie, got critically panned. Suicide Squad, same thing. And now you're I'm curious to see if that finally the fans or the viewers have just given up on DC and won't go see this movie because of the bad movies they've put on in the past, or if they will just continue to go. As long as there's superheroes in a movie, people are going to keep going. So I think that's going to be very interesting to see what happens when this movie premieres.
And I'm interested to get your take on that, Al. I think as long as Batman's in a movie, it'll always somehow have a pull. As bad as some of those movies have been, people continue to show up when Batman's on the big screen. But why do you think it is that DC has had the struggles? I mean, it seems like every time they're making a movie, they go through like three different directors. They have to get rid of them. Of course, the Batman, which never even really got into the writing phase of thing, kept having rumors about Ben Affleck staying, going. Now he's going to leave as director but stay on as the Batman. Why does DC have so many problems while Marvel's out there flourishing in the movie market?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think one of the main ones is they kind of gave the keys to DC to Zack Snyder to start it off. And Zack Snyder's not a very good director. 300 was, for what it was fun. It was an interesting movie. But if you see every movie since then, it's kind of that same style. And he doesn't... And after that, he did Sucker Punch, which... If you ask me, I think is the worst movie made in the last 20 years. It's absolutely awful. And I think he doesn't build characters at all. Like, at least with the Marvel, there's some humor to it. And the DC Universe, they just suck out all of the humor. It's all about spectacle. And they're just not good movies. And I think that's a lot of the problem is they let Zack Snyder run it. And now I think they're also trying to do what Marvel did, where it's like, you have this style, you want all of your movies to like kind of have this feel to it, and DC doesn't have the track record as, say, Marvel does at this point, and they're just, I think the studio itself is being very hands-on, and it's pushing directors out, because, like we said, Ben Affleck pulled out, and I don't remember who else that they tapped after him ended up pulling out. Yeah. Flash had a lot of issues with directors pulling out, and it just seems like... they don't really know what they're doing over there, if you ask me.
Why can't they get Christopher Nolan, who did the Batman movies, Batman Begins, Rises, and Dark Knight? What is it about that? I mean, why is it Zack Snyder? Because if I believe, he was the producer for Man of Steel, wasn't he?
Nolan, yeah, I think he was, and I think that was more of just like a, you know, a nice title. He actually didn't have much to do with
sure.
it. I think, if I'm crazy, I think one of the writers of Batman actually wrote Man of Steel. I think, you know, Nolan did his thing. That was the interesting thing about it. They gave him, you know, an auteur with a great track record of doing interesting movies and let him just own the Batman movies. And for all intents and purposes, they were great. The third one I'm a little lukewarm about, but we can talk about that another time. But now, yeah, I think they try to do the same thing that they did with Christopher Nolan with Zack Snyder, and they picked the wrong horse, in my estimation, to let it run with it, and it just is not doing well. And like I said, we'll see. I'm very intrigued when the premiere in November, if people finally wise up and don't go see this movie.
Yeah, I'll agree. I still think it'll have a huge draw just because of the whole Batman feel to it as well, but I'm not even a fan of 300. That's how far Zack Snyder is off the go for me.
Yeah, I don't know where all the publicity for him came. Like, it's crazy to me. He also was able, they gave him Watchmen, which was a movie everyone tried to make and was like one of the greatest books I've ever read. And he screw that up, and yet he keeps getting opportunity after opportunity. So I honestly think if this Justice League doesn't do well, that might be the last we hear of Zack Snyder in a studio movie for a while.
All right, partner. Well, we're going to cut you loose on this. Everyone wants to know, what are Al Harris's picks to click for this week? What should our listeners be watching for this week, both in streaming, television, and in the box office?
Well, right now, I'll tell you, we've kind of hit the dog days of the box office right now for a couple weeks. I think there's not much coming out, which you usually expect around this time of year, but it's been so strong lately. But we're hitting that, so there's not really anything I recommend coming out movie-wise, but I will recommend, as far as we were talking earlier, Netflix is a new show coming out, premieres this Friday, called 13 Reasons Why, which is the award-winning director of Spotlight is one of the producers of this. It's a young adult story about this girl who commits suicide, and this guy who was had a crush on her finds basically a box of cassette tapes. And each tape is explaining a reason why this person had an effect in her suicide. It sounds very dark, like young adult stuff, but from everything I've heard and read, it's supposed to be pretty great. So that comes out, that premieres Friday, March 31st. So that should be an interesting watch, and that's on Netflix.
13 Reasons Why on Netflix this Friday. That's Al's pick to click. Well, I'm glad the connection was better this time around, my friend, and next Monday, we've got you scheduled in before the Triumph opener. That sound good?
Sounds fantastic.
All right.
And hopefully they'll have a good year this year. It's looking good.
Hey, so far so good, partner. We're chomping at the bit to get that thing started. So if you're able to, send some of that good LA luck out this direction. The Tribe could use it.
I will. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Bull.
All right, Al. That's our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, giving us the 411 on what to expect this week. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The local news with Matt Douglas is coming your way here in a couple of minutes. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.